This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 361 for Friday, April 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower to start the day. Chicago soy oil is lower and European rapeseed is mixed, but there are gains in Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil is in positive territory after 2 days of losses, but it is still on track for its first negative week since last month's banking crisis. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is up 40 cents per ton at $759.20, while the July canola contract is down 70 cents per ton at $727.20. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in the red. The International Grains Council raised its worldwide corn production estimate for 2023-24 by 6 million tons on Thursday to 1.208 billion, which would be 58 million tons more than this year's crop. Global stocks are estimated at 264 million tons, up 3 million from its previous estimate and up 6 million from 2022-23. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange held its projection for Argentina's corn production at 36 million tons, while the U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Paraguay is estimating 2023-24 corn production in the country at 5.5 million, the second largest on record. The May corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.59. The IGC is projecting worldwide soybean production for 2023-24 at 401 million tons, up 31 million from the previous year, with soybean carryout at 60 million tons, 11 million higher than the year before. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its estimate for Argentine soybean production by 500,000 tons to 22.5 million, its smallest crop in 24 years. According to news reports, 79,000 tons of soybeans at two Brazilian ports will be headed to the U.S. The May soybean contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.89. The IGC is estimating the world's 2023-24 wheat crop at 787 million tons, down 16 million from the previous year. Ending stocks are expected to decline by 2 million tons to 277 million. The USDA's ag attaché in Madrid is projecting an 18 million ton rise in European Union grain production to 285 million, including a 3.5 million ton increase in wheat production to 137.8 million. In the U.S., 50% of the winter wheat crop is in drought conditions, with 45% of Kansas's crop in exceptional drought. Snow is still falling in the northern plains, delaying spring wheat plantings. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.33. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.55. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, April 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.